This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Captain Mike Gallo believes in it. He joins us now. And Mike, boy, this was a rough week as far as the winds. I don't know if you got to fish at all, but how high did the water come up down there at Spots and Dots Lake House?
The water got on my dock just a little bit, Don. Not very much at all. Not enough to give me any mud. I do see where some grass settled on the dock after the water receded, but no mud, no damage, and we are out on our first trip this week.
Well, hopefully it'll be a good one. What do you do when you got to deal with the residuals of stiff east winds bringing in high tides for several days? What are you going to look for? Obviously clear water. How might you find it?
Well, I'm at my first spot. I'm not far from Chef Pass at the intersection of Chef Pass and Lake Bourne. The water's cleaner than I expected, so that's a good thing so far. We've caught a catfish and a croaker, and we will not be staying at this spot much longer. We're going to head out to some of the rigs in Lake Bourne and bounce around there, see if we can find some trout, and then maybe later in the day try to see if we can catch a redfish.
Got it. Pontchartrain generally would clear up in how long after these winds? How long do you think it takes?
It generally doesn't take too terribly long. I would think 18 to 24 hours, and the water would clear up quite a bit.
Yeah. And, of course, the same spots that were on earlier will probably return. Do you anticipate any changes in fishing areas?
Well, most fishermen are optimistic, and I'm hoping that this high tides that got pushed in with the constant east winds brought in a little bit higher salinity, and maybe that'll keep the trout around a little bit longer.
Been hearing complaints about the live shrimp being small, a little bigger than grass shrimp. What's been your experience with live shrimp? Certainly when there's only small ones out there, that's all the bait, dealers can get.
If I have a choice when I'm at the marina, which I don't, but if I had a choice, I would prefer smaller shrimp over larger shrimp. It's easier for the fish to get it in his mouth, and obviously he brings the hook with him when the fish eats it, so you'll get a better chance of a hookup with a smaller shrimp than a larger shrimp.
Well, you're going to get to try out the new redfish regulations today. What are you expecting?
I haven't seen too much of an issue with catching redfish, in that little 2-inch range from 16 to 18. If we were to go out and catch 10 today, I would think maybe 30% of them would be under 18, but I think the rest of them would all be keepers. Going by the few trips that we have made targeting redfish, they're growing as we speak, so it won't take long. They'll all be 18.
Yeah, hopefully, I think it'll probably take longer to get the paperwork done than for the fish stock to actually recover.
Yeah, I think they're on their way to recovery now, Don. We had 2 years with no hurricanes, So we had two uninterrupted spawns, and the majority of our fish are under 20 inches when we do go out and target redfish. So we're already seeing the fruits of not having any hurricanes 2 years ago, and there'll be a whole batch of smaller fish that are going to grow up and be harvestable size early next year. So we're looking pretty good on that front.
You know, Mike, one of your very important spots is that North Biloxi Marsh, that labyrinth of marsh ponds and lagoons back there for the redfish. What generally happens when you get these high tides that cover that marsh like that? Does it bring in new fish, new bait fish? What changes can you expect?
It definitely moves the fish around. I think when we have a weather event, those fish definitely head for deep water for safety, or it makes them feel safe. The only thing that's difficult about the high water, the bait tries to get away from the fish by going into the grass. And, of course, the redfish move into the grass to try to find them, and it makes getting to the redfish tough unless you have a dedicated bank. You know, you don't want flooded marsh where they can be 100 yards away from you and still in 6 inches of water that you can't get to. But if you have a hard bank that sort of ends within 5 feet of the bank, then at least the fish is closer to where you can make noise with a popping cork or some type of lure or even a live shrimp that would get his attention, and he'd come out that grass and eat what you're trying to feed him.
That's the kind of great tips, Professor, that separates you guys from the everyday ordinary fisherman. We thank you for all those little bits of information. Well, website-wise, DonTheOutdoorsGuide.com. They can find you there. AAofLA.com is Mike's own personal site. And your telephone number, Mike, if they want to give you a call and get in on some great summertime fishing.
Very simple. You can reach me at 985-781-7811.
All right. Hope you find them. We'll check with you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
And there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.